The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Our phone line here is 605-4567, and today is the 23rd, so you have today and tomorrow and maybe early Wednesday if you're quick. Before Christmas, that's right. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm all fired up.
Can I just say something? Okay, now we're going to start Monday morning by this. And by the way, Sue McClain, we missed you. I'm so glad you're better. And nobody does the morning news like you.
Oh, thank you.
It is the Sue McClain News Hour, who brings you laughter and a little commentary and the facts.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyway, so, you know,
but
when
the clear definition or clear delineation between what's your opinion and what is the news.
Absolutely.
Some place, you know, you can't tell that anymore.
Yeah.
This thing, look at my head.
Definitely.
Okay, let's move that. Would you please retrain your microphone
right.
This morning?
Well, I just want to go back to what you said, how we started the day. Because to me, when you say there's 2 days left, that's like, you know, inside the brain of a man, most men, 2 days left. You know, when this is the most joyful time of the year, and it should be, you know, I know there's panic, there's a last minute, oh, I forgot, you know, last minute shopping and that kind of thing. But the reality is that this is the end of 2019 and the last Christmas of the decade. And we have, as a nation, as a community, experienced a lot of tragedy and a lot of loss. It feels like the highlight has been on the ladder rather than, you know, like, I know there's joyful glee, like how many, you know, odd kind of facts, like how many new species have been discovered in the world. You know, miracles that do happen. Somebody miraculously coming out of a coma or, you know, the birth of babies and things that are joyful.
My cousin's son, you could almost say it was a miracle what happened to him. He's out of the, he's out of the extensive care unit, and he's back walking again. I mean, this is – nobody expected that.
Well, my point being, and that's a wonderful thing, and then there are little miracles in everywhere you look and everything that you do, even in the midst of tragedy. However, if we recall, you know, up here in the North State specifically, when we went through the car and the camp, you know, many times with some people that we know that are in the care, the field of, you know, caring in health and wellness, said it beautifully in that the first year you're going through shock when you've lost your home or you're attached. Perhaps you didn't lose your home specifically, but maybe it was your mother's home, which means that it would have been your home because it's the stuff that you grew up with and the smells and the sounds and the things that are from your childhood. So the first year, and I've said this many times on the morning air, so, you know, forgive me if I'm being redundant, but the first year is shock. The second year, where the PTSD comes in, and you're, you know, which can have many faces. One of, you know, which way do I turn, left or right? You know what I mean? Just kind of not in your body, an anger, a frustration, a sadness. So, you know, many times on Facebook, and I'm not sure about you, our listeners, on Facebook you see, you know, never, you know, underestimate what the person next to you is going through. They could have had, you know, somebody could be in intensive care in their life. They could have maybe just lost a family member. They could have a really sad and lonely Christmas because it conjures up or brings up, you know, feelings. So my point being is that here we are, the last Christmas of the last, you know, 19 of the last Christmas of the decade. I think it feels like all of us are very hopeful for a 2020. And so here we are hopefully we're going to have a good friend of ours come in. It's either today or tomorrow. We can't remember because, again, you know, did I wrap that present? Did I call that person? Did I send that card? Have I said thank you enough? You know, those kinds of things are can spin your wheels out in the middle of the night thinking about that. But we do have somebody who's going to come on either today or tomorrow and sing a beautiful song for us live on the air. And I think that if we can just focus on the gratitude and the gratefulness, then I think we're all going to be okay. We're going to go into 2020 with, maybe a change in our disposition. Mostly sunny today with our high of 54, mostly clear than patchy frost tonight with 31. Oh yeah, partly patchy frost and chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 47 and a low of 36. Christmas Day, chance of showers, the high of 47 and overnight lows of 33. And Thursday, high of 54 and overnight lows of 34. And Friday calls for a high of 57. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And we know that, Carl, we've spent the last 4 or 5 days, and you know, we've stopped by some of our clients and said thank you and, you know, expressed gratitude.
Your clients and friends.
And
that's, you know, that's interesting that they started as a client and
become
friends.
They invest in us, and we become invested in what our gratitude is like, what, you know, their families, what's going on. And, you know, a lot of these are business owners. Almost every single one of our sponsors are business owners. A lot of them are veterans. And, you know, you put skin in the game, and they put skin in the game for their business. And anyway, so we just want to also thank you. We spent all weekend long, you know, at different functions and different parties where you could really visit with people and love on them. I think we were saying when we were exhausted going into party number three, we were like, you know what? What's really the big thing, Carl? And I'm not asking you to agree with me, but we've discovered it's not about the stuff. It's about showing up. And the showing up is a lot of energy. You know, rather than I have to, I'm send something. No, showing up is the big deal.
No, it is. I agree. You know, but that's because you're giving yourself to a group of people or to individuals. And that's, you know, but that's the way it really should be, that it's not the... It's not if you got a bottle of $500 wine or a bottle of a $10 wine. It's the fact is that you're there, and you're thinking that you're sharing with other people. And one of the reasons, you know, people ask us because we have friends from all over the world, but you know, why do you stay in Redding? Why do you stay in California? type thing, and it's real easy, and it's why most of us stay here. It's the people. It's the people that are in Redding. And, of course, it's beautiful in Redding, too. I mean, you have to look at our surrounding areas and all this blah, blah, blah. But it's the people. That's what it gets down to. And, frankly, I've made really good friends.
Yeah,
here.
Same here.
The fact is that we have friends that we know that if we called on, they'd be there for us. And the same with them. If they called on us, we'd be there.
Well, when you think of like, okay, I mean, this is going to be an analogy. When we went to hear Billy Joel and Elton John in a concert, it would just overwhelmed me personally about the fabric of my life. Now, you know, what's his name? He wrote a song about the fabric of your life. Why can't I think of his name right now? Anka, Paul Anka. And I think it was a beautiful notation about the fabric of your life. We think about we've been here for 12 years, and I know this may sound all gooey, but just get over it because as I'm spilling out this on this last, you know, part of our Christmas thing, is that the friends, and many of them are through our work, because they do blend and we do go to bed. We do at 9 o'clock at night, talk about work, our clients. Are they happy? Is everything, you know, do we do, you know, our staff, you know, it all, it's like our family, extended family, but that our friends and what we've done here, including the studio, including, you know, the new AM and FM, enjoy all the people that are involved in our lives. It's a fabric. It's like a woven fabric of, and our friends that have been there for us, if we called on them, we needed them for any particular reason. It's like a beautiful piece of woven fabric.
But it's not finished.
Oh, no.
And it will never be finished. So, but moving on from there, I'm talking about being in bed at night. Okay.
Oh,
the, well, you talk about being bed at night, but the and you know when you're running like this, and everybody's got this. Everybody's busy during Christmas and this form, time of the year. You're visiting, people are visiting you. Diane had was having a full house, I think, last night. You know, Sue is working. You know, works and comes in here so early in the morning. And when we were having problems with our with getting the signal out Friday. Here comes Sue, and I mean, we had everybody here, and with all of us working at it, we had everybody here but the engineer who was not around. We fixed it, and we put another check by the box about okay, if we go down, this is the three things that you do. And so now I think we've got it covered. But this wears, you know, this starts wearing on people. You can only give so much. So you have to refresh at night. You have to get a good night's sleep. And that's what I'm talking about. Of course, the sleep number. Quality sleep is essential for your health, your performance at work or at play, and probably most of all, in my case, my sanity. You know, to be able to sleep just not. I know I probably dream, but I don't remember them. And I can sleep so soundly now that the dog whining at me wakes Linda up first instead of me, which is cool at 3 in the morning. So, but they've got the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses your movement. As you move, it adjusts to you. And it's just one of the great things you get out of Sleep Number. Right now, make spirits bright this holiday with gifts of quality sleep.
My sleep number setting is 35. Was last night.
It was last night. My sleep number setting was 80 last night.
I mean, after running around and party hopping, I needed to really get into a soft spot.
Yeah, well, my sleep number setting was 80. I had been lifting and doing a bunch of things, and muscles were a little tight, so I put it at 80 and woke up this morning great. It adjusts on each side. The Sleep 360 smart bed adjusts on each side to give support all for a good night's sleep. And it starts at $999. It's during this Christmas sale, only at the Sleep Number store and the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there today. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you and try it out. What a great gift to give to you, to yourself, and your loved ones is the gift of sleep. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning, and it is about, 44 degrees right now. We'll be right back.
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just finished running for California State Assembly District 1. And while I was not successful in that race, I did have tremendous support here in Shasta County. Today, I'm proud to announce I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. There are many issues that we will be covering in the months ahead. My wife, Lori, and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Goldmark Jewelers is so much more than gold. We're proud to bring to Reading the best in fine jewelry, crafted with fine diamonds and exquisite gemstones. Make this Christmas special with a stunning piece of jewelry from Goldmark Jewelers, a gift she'll love but didn't ask for. Trust Goldmark Jewelers with the most important moments of your life. We value and honor that trust. Goldmark Jewelers, where Reading buys diamonds. Open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive, across from the Bed Bath & Beyond Center, Reading.
dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for the last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over the last few years, we have been through a lot, and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air, celebrating the 10th year in a row. We were not the best of the North State in radio celebrities.
No, we weren't even mentioned.
Immediate yep. celebrities.
I don't know. I mean, I guess
we've never really gone out.
I guess we could go
out
and press the thing on
Facebook.
Let's
just tell everybody who it was. It's Billy and Patrick, who are friends mm-hmm. of ours.
And then it was...
They've been there for like...
25 years.
25
congratulations.
Years. No, congratulations.
Yeah. They're
absolutely.
Good guys. And we do business with them. And I MC sometimes with...
Patrick
for the Turtle Bay, and I just enjoy his energy and both of
They're
them.
They're both super guys. So, you know, if I was going to vote, if I wasn't voting for us, I'd probably vote for
well,
them.
Well, and in TV, and the personalities after that was Mike Mangus.
Mike Mangus. Yeah, he was number two. So.
And then Heather Ryan. So that was mentioned in the paper over the weekend. That was great.
Uh-huh. Anyway, we are equal and fair commentators here. 7:23 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport. You know what? When you're out there and you're traveling and you're trying to put gas in your car, guess why? A lot of these places that you're able to put gas in your car is because of SST Oil. Been doing this for 52 years, a very, very, very successful business right here in Redding. On, over on Windham Lane. That's an employee-owned company. It's kind of unusual, but it's an employee-owned company. They provide the diesel, the gas, the jet fuel for the aircraft that have to fly, especially for the fighting the fires. And on Christmas, they're moving, too. They're still having to move the fuel across across our nation here. So I can't say enough about SST Oil. You know, monitor heaters, Toyo water heaters. Yeah, it's cold, but as long as you have the kerosene running those things, boom, you've got hot water and you have heat in your home.
Hey, a little recap. Thursday night, we were at Wind River with our Christmas show, and it was just the most special, most wonderful. I don't know if it was seeing the Madrigals. I'm not sure. Watching Pink Martini the night before at the Cascade, which was the best concert I've seen in years. And Pink Martini, you know, sometimes I just don't like to stack. And this, I've just tried to really give in to, hey, I have to just, you know, sometimes that's what you do. You've got a Wednesday night concert, Thursday night concert where you're performing. But it gave me great energy, and I enjoyed Thursday night with my group. And, of course, you know, Scott Lewis, came up and soloed, and he is tremendous. And so we want to do hats off to all those people who came out Thursday night. It was just a wonderful show. And then again, Friday we party hopped, and there's all kinds of things to cover here about what's going on.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I want to get into, you know, you talked about miracles that were happening. As many have covered, and many have followed, is this two-year-old infant, not an infant, but a baby, toddler from Bethel, a couple who went to Bethel Church, died suddenly, just stopped breathing. And it made international news when they were praying for a miracle of the child to come back to life. It met with people were sad for the family, but they were questioning this trying to bring a child back to life. And then since then they have now the focus now is on the celebration of life for mm-hmm. the child. They were praying for a miracle. I see nothing wrong with that.
No.
I see nothing wrong with that. Is it something that you believe could happen? You know, that's why it's called a miracle. You know, you see things with people that are cured, and the doctors don't know why. I just kind of gave an example. My cousin's son had a freak accident and shattered his skull. And in three pieces.
It was skateboarding.
He's 41, and it was just a freak accident. You know, he skateboarded his whole anyway. But the point is he's standing now. He's walking. Is he out of the woods yet? No, but he's at the fringe. He's got a long way to go. But there was for a long time. I mean, he was in a coma for weeks. But he's come back. So is that a miracle?
And then
I'm not sure if it's a miracle. But can you say a miracle could be the way that our medicine is, you know.
Right, there is just, miracle medicine. There is.
And so for them to pray, you know, for them to pray for their child to come back.
And nationally, they put out a national prayer.
Yeah. So they've moved on now to the mm-hmm. to the remembering the child and the celebration.
There was an article out very recently, and I don't know if I talked about it on the air, but it was about a woman. I think she was mountain climbing. I think her heart had stopped for numerous hours. Numerous. Now, I don't know if it's because she was in the cold or what it was, but it was like a freak amount of hours. And she revived to full consciousness. And at that particular time in that article, it wasn't like, you know, it seemed like she was back to normal. So it's like maybe she left her body and she came back in.
Miracles. They do happen. And even though you may... You know what I read from people, they were so sorry for the parents.
Oh.
But they thought the idea of praying was wrong. You know, and I can't say that. You know, if people have a belief that's that strong, then you know what, go for it. I'm not gonna go poo poo or how silly that is. I'll never do that. Okay.
Well, when the Indians or when not just the Indians, American Indians. All around the world, with plant by the moon, there was prayer involved. It was prayer involved with, you know, father, mother, moon, sky, mother, earth. I know you're looking at me like, what are you getting to? No, because there was miracle in that. Like, if we plant, is a season going to bring fruition a successful crop? So that's why people would do dancing and singing in order
it
to.
It didn't hurt.
No.
Hey, okay, I want to cover some more stuff. The one here is, last night when we were off again, we went down Placer Street, and right across from the Enjoy the store, right there in the parking structure, there were fire engines, police, and if you looked up on the second deck, and I've got this picture, I'm going to put it on Facebook. A car with four guys in it, or four people, came racing up to the end. This is the very end, you know, at the end of the parking structure, and went underneath the back end of a pickup truck and crashed through the railings there. And then, you know, you look at it, and the driver's side was just crunched. And yet all four of them got out and ran away. They all escaped. They didn't know. So maybe they were stealing this woman's car or whatever, but somehow they ended up underneath this truck. I will put pictures on Facebook if you haven't already seen them on Reddit.com.
Must have just happened right when we're leaving.
It happened at 4:07.
It's like New York City. Everybody's standing around taking pictures, coming out of the Cascade. I don't know what they just recently saw. But we were en route.
It was unbelievable.
At 4:30, we were supposed to be at a part, you know, the third installment, and that's about what time it happened.
Yeah.
And it looked like, you know, it was almost like out of a movie.
Like
the wheels were just coming over. Like
they were coming over.
If you blew on it, it was going to come crashing down on Placer.
Yeah, and it was the thing was is I became what I've always abhorred, a looky-loo as I was driving by. I was driving by at 2 miles an hour going, I can't believe.
We were a looky-loo.
I can't believe that thing didn't go over last night. And how would you like to be the truck owner? Yeah, I just parked it there to have
some. At the very end.
At the very end where, I mean, how safer can you get than parking at the last parking spot on the second deck of the parking structure? There's nothing safer there. Nobody can hit you from the right-hand side. You park on over there then, so you're safe. And a car comes in and attacks you. And then they all jumped out and ran away.
I didn't see that. Did you read that?
Yeah, I read that.
I didn't see that.
How did the person that was driving walk away?
Well, did they get, you know how it is where some people get,
he just leaned over.
People sometimes can, and it's happened, where you get disoriented and your foot goes, you think you're braking, but your foot's on the acceleration.
They had to have hit that car, that truck at something like 40 miles an hour. So you tell me, I'm sure that they'll solve this one. Anyway, hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has done so much for our community. We're looking back at this year, you know, introducing the beds for those who are dangerous to themselves or others, 5150 beds to get them off the streets, get them stabilized, bringing in the newest Da Vinci machine for operations, being again recognized for the second year in a row as being in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, dropping your emergency room wait, plus all the things they do for our community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. 7:32 in the morning, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just finished running for California State Assembly District 1. And while I was not successful in that race, I did have tremendous support here in Shasta County. Today, I'm proud to announce I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. There are many issues that we will be covering in the months ahead. My wife, Lori, and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Goldmark Jewelers is so much more than gold. We're proud to bring to Reading the best in fine jewelry, crafted with fine diamonds and exquisite gemstones. Make this Christmas special with a stunning piece of jewelry from Goldmark Jewelers, a gift she'll love but didn't ask for. Trust Goldmark Jewelers with the most important moments of your life. We value and honor that trust. Goldmark Jewelers, where Reading buys diamonds. Open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive, across from the Bed Bath & Beyond Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio holiday. Here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Give us a call at 605-4567. You got something stuck in your craw. I just want to talk about anything here for the next few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Helping family, seniors, and business owners since 1993 is a wizard when it comes to finding insurance for people, especially after the fires. Judy Maxwell, she has the answers if you have the questions. 221-0441. I want to finish up with some of the things that have happened around here, and you know some of them. One of them is great, and the other ones are just, we had three killed in highway crashes this weekend, including one on 44. And here's the other one. There was another police-related shooting Saturday. Well, it was on the 23rd, so it was early in the morning. And it was a traffic stop, and it escalated where the officer fired his weapon and killed somebody. That's the fifth fatal officer involved shooting this year, and the most in over the last decade. And so, you know, when we have Bill Shuler on, and we have the sheriff on, we have the DA on. The amount of violence out there has risen dramatically over the last few years. You know, assaults, you know, they've got 30, something like 27 people in jail right now for homicides, all these things. And but this one here, you know, the thing is that have people just gotten so that they're just not, you know, that they're not afraid about what's going to happen. I'm going to do this. I'm not, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's drugs. I imagine drugs is, related to many of these. It's something to think about. I have some questions about these things. Now, good news.
Well,
Black Bear Diner.
Okay, Black Bear Diner celebrating 25 years. It says 20, but last night we celebrated
with the Deans.
And 25 years ago, he was flipping pancakes, and his partner was cleaning tables.
Yeah, and Bruce Dean. Has built Bruce and Michelle have built this business, so now they've expanded throughout the United States. They're getting ready to open up another 19 restaurants. They've doubled what they had 70, and they're up to 140.
Yeah, and they're just.
I think it's 140 now, and then they're doing another 19.
They were just in Sugar Land, Texas.
Yeah, but He's not moving it out of Redding, California.
No, the headquarters.
He has brought in people from other places, right. CFOs and COOs and all this. But they're all here. Anyway, Bruce is going to be on. They're opening a number of them in January. But he's going to be here the first Tuesday in February to talk about this.
Right.
How this happened, but other things, too. He made predictions like about 5 years ago that's coming to fruition right now, and not for the good for our restaurant industry, because you could see it coming. But it'll be an interesting conversation.
That's
so
great.
So, yeah, this is kind of like a month out, but when you're opening up 19, you're opening up restaurants everywhere, and their model is working, and that's the other thing, because the restaurant industry isn't easy.
Okay, well, we came in with an Andy Williams song, and so, I come from the generation when you had, the Dean Martin Christmas special, and you had the Carpenters Christmas special, and Sonny and Cher Christmas special, and, Bing Crosby, of course, and again, Andy Williams. So I'm curious for you. I mean, I think Michael Bublé is the most current of doing a Christmas special, of course. Eddie Murphy was just on SNL. I did not see that, but I guess I'm watching the headlines today, and they were saying kind of naughty things about his joke of Bill Cosby. I'm like, well, why is that a naughty joke? Anyway, so some of the top 10, according to Google search, the top 10 Christmas favorite Christmas television specials, number one is a Charlie Brown Christmas, done in 1965. Number two, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 1966. Number three, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love that one. We haven't seen it yet. 1964. Number four, Top Gear Middle East Special. Hello? 2011.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town, 1970. Number five, Frosty the Snowman, 1969. Number six, The Year Without a Santa Claus, 1974. Number seven, number eight, A Muppet Family Christmas, 1987. So where's 9 and 10? Anyway, I know I'm looking at, A Muppet Family, 1987. Mickey's Christmas Carol, 1983. Is there anything in there that's recent?
SpongeBob SquarePants Christmas Who.
Number 10. Twas the Night Before Christmas, 11. Anyway, it goes on. But a Top Gear Vietnam Special, Top Gear Bolivia.
That's something else. Honey.
Okay. Well,
what about the Grinch? How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Is that in there somewhere?
I think it's yes, number two.
It is number two.
1966.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I loved watching the yearly Christmas specials where they had when Bing Crosby had on David Bowie, it was such an interesting mix. And it's a classic. And I'm just wondering where, I don't know. I know I'm stuck in an era, but that was an era of, I don't know, it just felt like, there was no bashing of anything that had to do with, presidential or what party you're in. It was a mix of cultures that could come together and embrace the Christmas spirit. So, I don't know. I'm kind of missing those specials, but I don't know if we have any, besides a Michael Bublé, that could possibly do a Christmas special, and Mariah Carey, I suppose, but So, I don't know. I had to bring that up. What are you up over there doing? What are you doing?
Well, I was just looking at, I'm just, things that I'm tired of. How things you look forward to, as you remember the year? Things I'm tired of.
Okay.
I am really, really tired of this impeachment thing. As are, I would think, 99% of the people in the United States. Okay, Trump's been impeached. You got it. You got what you wanted. Everybody knows he's not going to be found guilty. If you didn't find Clinton guilty or Johnson in 1868, you're not going to find Trump guilty. So this is just is it going to be used? When it goes to trial, is it just going to be, your evidence is flimsy at best, and so we're going to vote. At the very best, it's flimsy, and we're going to vote, and then it's over. Or are they going to use this as a way of getting back? The way of getting even, calling in every one of the people that had anything to do with the FISA court. Yeah. The ones that said, oh, no, we need to have secret, we need to have wiretappings and everything on the Trump campaign. Call them in and see what their evidence was and hammer them. calling Adam Schiff. Now, when did you first know about this? You said you didn't know, and then you said your staff knew. You know, hammer him. You know, bring in other people and make this into a, you know, let's retaliate and hammer you people on this. Or should we just as a nation say, okay, this is your evidence? We can talk about it for, you know, like 2 or 3 days. Let everybody get in here and have something to say. Get your 10 minutes on national TV, and okay, let's vote, and then see who's going to vote for impeachment, not for impeachment, but to find him guilty, and then that's it. Then let's move on. The scary thing is, to me, is that some of the Democrats are already talking about, including Schiff. Oh, he's doing illegal things right now as we speak. So what is, as soon as this one's over, they're going to do it again? Are the Democrats that stupid to do it again? I don't think so. I would hope not, but they're talking about it. So he's found not guilty in January. Move on. Let's take this last year and try to figure out things like pharmaceutical companies. How about something on immigration as a bipartisan movement? How about something like that to figure out something that's going to work? How about infrastructure? How about actually doing that? How about trade? We finally signed the Mexican-Canadian trade, a huge win for Trump. What about foreign affairs? Let's find out really what we want to do in Afghanistan. Do we want to continue to be in Afghanistan for the next 20 years? If so, let's just talk about it, and let's say why, and then let's do it. 7:46 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for somebody to help around your home, Home Helpers, if you're looking for somebody for assistance during this year, think about Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. If it's just like 2 hours a day, say somebody's had surgery and they need help, you can't be there because you're working. Maybe if they have to come in 2 or 3 days a week, then it's Home Helpers. Or what if it's 24 hours a day care? It's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark will come to your home. She'll work out a plan for you, a free in-home consultation. And then, you know, you'll go from there. Give her a call, though, at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. There's no place like home. Ready and Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here, and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for the last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over the last few years, we have been through a lot, and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a very happy new year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heat installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Tilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Hey, they open up at 9:30 today, guys. It's not too late. I bet they've got just tons of jewelry there and stuff like that that they can discuss with you.
You make everybody panic with this last minute.
Well, you know what, Linda? You've been agonizing and stressing for a month.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're right. 2 months.
No, I've been enjoying the whole process. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You got to be on my side of that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Are you telling me you didn't stress at all?
No, I don't think I have. Like, this year's been a minimal part of that. I really have.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
But I've been in to see them a few times, drop them off cookies and tell them that we love them and that they're great at what they do. Hey, it's the 23rd. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, mostly sunny today with our high 54, overnight lows. We look like we may have some frost tonight with overnight lows of 31. Interesting headlines.
Go ahead. I've got to do this.
Do it.
I have to. Army-Navy game last week. Of course, Navy trounced Army. They had to. It was the first time in 3 years, and they won. But something hit the national news, and of course, the left. Have you ever heard of the circle game? The circle game.
Have not.
But the circle game is where you make like the OK sign, but you do it like below your waist, next to your pocket or something. Mm-hmm. And if somebody looks at it, you punch them in the arm.
Oh, please.
And it's this big thing about getting people to do it. It's a childish game, but it's something if you have a brother that you understand this. Oh, you looked. Boom. Well, some of the cadets were doing the circle game. Cadets and the midshipmen were doing the circle game. And it got on the TV. It took a photograph. Some guy saw he was going to be behind. Ah, made everybody look. I won. That kind of thing. Well, of course, the left-wing groups out there were saying, oh, no. These are the same symbols that white nationalists use. And so these cadets and midshipmen were flashing the white power, white supremacy sign. I swear, I'm not making this up. Anyway, so the Navy and the Army did an investigation of West Point and the Naval Academy, and they came out and said, yes, it may have been sophomoric, it may have been childish, but this is all they were doing. Indeed, they are still college age. They are all 18 and 19, and they did this. And one of the report cites a text sent by a roommate of one of the men pictured making side, Rich Reeds, got him, in reference to the roommate's habit of saying, got you, after tricking somebody to look at the gesture. It was nothing.
It's kind of like pull my finger.
Well, kind of like that.
Okay.
That, I don't know if it has exactly the same connotation. But the thing is, though, is that this whole thing blew up because the media blew this thing up instead of just, you know, and just accepting the fact that this was just a game. Everybody knows about the game. Well, you didn't know about
the game. No, I didn't know about the circle game.
But here's the thing is.
Sounds like something my brother would do.
This is how ridiculous it is.
It's like a brother thing, you know, here. And exactly. Then I probably have bruises all over my arms because this is what
and
you did.
Telling your mom and all
yeah,
this.
And we'd be screaming and, you know, yeah. Then I'd do it back to him and,
anyway,
you know, this is how it works.
I just want, you know, in case you heard about that, this is absolutely nothing to this. Again, it was not intended to be racist anyway. The Naval Academy superintendent said, hey, look, you know, we're going to talk to them. There could be, you know, something. Maybe they'll get a, you know, it's not going to be thrown out. There's nothing wrong with it. And here's what I liked about the Military Academy, West Point. Okay, it's over. That's it.
Next.
Okay,
in headlines, New Zealand volcano death toll rises as crews search for remaining victims. It's been this month's volcanic eruption in New Zealand. It was a popular tourist destination, White Island. Police superintendent said that they will determine how to proceed 2 weeks after December 9th eruption spewed ash and steam on the island. The death toll rose to 19, as police said Monday. Another person died overnight from injuries related to the eruption. The second thing on list is, don't forget to mail your holiday gifts in time. What does that mean? Michigan highway to reopen after mysterious green ooze discover. The mysterious green, this is gross, ran into a Michigan highway on Friday. It came as closed electroplating business whose owner is serving a year in federal prison for operating an unlicensed hazardous waste storage facility. Lanes will remain closed until Monday after the fluid gushed from the walls of an I-696 about half a mile from the Oakland-Macomb County line, according to Madison Heights Fire Department. It was likely groundwater contaminated with hexavalent chromium. Okay, that's gross. Packers-Vikings battle in last NMF game of the NFL season. Were you enjoying the football season this year? It's been great.
Well, you know, it's been interesting. It has. It's been pretty good. But now the playoffs start, and the Packers, I think.
It's just been really good these last minute.
Who are the Packers playing? You just had
it said Vikings.
Vikings. Oh, that should be a pretty good
okay,
game.
Yes. They've been scrappy. I like watching scrappy football. And
for
then,
people, I just here's important. I don't want people to forget. We still have people out there on front lines that are fighting this war in Afghanistan. We lost another soldier yesterday in Afghanistan to an IED. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack amid resumed peace talks. Resume peace talks, and they're killing our people. Sometimes, you know, where everybody's out enjoying themselves, everybody's having a great Christmas, everybody's, you know, being with family. But take a minute or two to think about those people we have out there on the front on the wall, standing on the wall, protecting us. Those people, those young men and women, and not so young men and women that are out there, devoting their lives, just keeping our country safe. The only thing that we can pray for is one for their safety, but the other is that we have some kind of plan that indeed is there for, we're there for a purpose and what that purpose is, you know, and have an end game on this, that we reach a certain level here and then, okay, we're ready to start pulling out and start bringing our kids home, from out of harm's way. You know, so just think about that this year, this time of the year, too.
I remember years ago when I was on the radio for the very first time in my life, really as a radio personality, Carl was serving in Iraq at that time, and I was able, and you were able to get permission to be able to produce a segment where you would call in live, because you could call in live at that point, which would have been 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, where you were in Iraq time, and you could actually hear the fire, what do you want to call it, the overhead, what do you call
you
that?
You could hear the artillery.
Yeah, you could hear the artillery where you were calling in, and we did a Thanksgiving and a Christmas segment, and you were calling in to say, you know, the mood of the troops and, you know, what you guys were going to be doing, and that we just all had wished you well at that time. That must have been 13 years ago.
It was. And one thing that always happened is on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we never sent troops out because we didn't want families to hear that their kids were injured during Christmas. So we would hold back. Hey, we got to run. But when we come back, Tracy Neal, the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, will be with us, and she looks like she's got one of her investigators, because this guy is big as a house. So I assume he's one of her investigators. We can talk about it.
In a good way.
In a good way. In a good way. Yeah, it's the guy that...
2x4s are built
guy,
well.
This is the guy, if I was stacking outside a door, I'd stack behind him. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bach, this is KCNR 1460.
Our Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The CEO of Boeing is stepping down amid problems with the troubled 737 MAX jetliners. Correspondent Mike Hempen.
Boeing's board says Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. Current board chairman David Calhoun will become president and CEO on January 13th. The board says a change in leadership is needed to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. Calhoun is a strong believer in the 737 MAX. The MAX was grounded worldwide in March after the second of two crashes that killed a combined total of 346 people. I'm Mike Hempen.
AAA says 115.6 million Americans, the most on record, will travel during the holiday stretch that began over the weekend and runs through New Year's Day. Maya Johnson hit the road over the weekend with a combination of flights and driving from New York to Greensboro, North Carolina.
I flew in yesterday from L.A. from work, and now we hit the ground this morning running and trying to get home to see our family a little bit before Christmas.
More than 104 million of the holiday travelers are expected to drive to their destinations. The average price of gasoline on the way down.
There's been a 4-cent decline in the past 2 weeks, with the average for regular now at $2.61. But this is our low-demand season.
As fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg, orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods fell 2% in November.
The Commerce Department says the drop in orders for durable goods last month was the biggest decline since May. Orders have fallen in two of the past 3 months. October's number was revised down to 0.2% from a 0.6% gain. Meanwhile, a closely watched category that tracks business investment ticked up 0.1%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 104 points. More from townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. We do the Happiness Hour, the Male-Female Hour, and the Ultimate Issues Hour. Since 2010, we have done over 1,200 such segments. Per your request, the Prager Store has bundled them all together and offering them as a holiday package. Every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour, that's hundreds of hours. We've had the best ofs for each year, but never every segment since 2010, all in one place. These segments have literally saved lives, kept marriages together, and allowed us to talk truthfully about issues without influence from the left. Now you can own every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour since 2010. Until the end of the week, the complete bundle is 70% off. This is quite a deal. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com.
1 year after the enactment of major reforms addressing sexual harassment in Congress, a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation to address provisions left out of the 2018 law.
The new proposal would seek to make members of Congress personally liable for settlements of claims for discrimination against them. The Congressional Accountability Reform Act passed Congress last year. A 2018 law rewrote the process so that members of Congress, not taxpayers, were made personally liable for paying out settlements when found guilty of sexual harassment. California Democrat Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who co-authored the bill, said that racial, gender, and religious discrimination is as offensive, if not more so, than sexual harassment. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Christmas Eve is not a federal holiday, but most government workers are getting tomorrow off just the same. President Trump signed an executive order last week granting most federal employees an extra day off. He ordered that government offices be closed for Christmas Eve. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The newly signed defense spending bill contains a major victory for President Trump. We get more details from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When the president signed the 2020 National Defense Bill into law last Friday, he was delivering on one of his top national security priorities, creation of the Space Force. It's the first new military service in more than 70 years. And the mention of Space Force has been a reliable applause line at Donald Trump's political rallies. For the military, it's seen as an affirmation of the need to more effectively organize for the defense of U.S. interests in space, especially satellites used for navigation and communication. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Holocaust survivors around the world are lighting candles for Hanukkah together and sharing memories. Jewish community leaders in several cities trying to keep the memory of the Holocaust alive, even as the number of survivors dwindles. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Good morning to everybody. And Linda, what's it look like for the...
Good morning, everybody. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 54. Then we have mostly clear, then patchy frost tonight with our overnight lows of 31. Tomorrow, patchy frost and a chance of showers with our highs of 47, overnight lows of 36. Christmas Day comes along and it'll be chance of showers again with our high of 47 and overnight lows of 33. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 54 and overnight lows of 34. Friday calls for beautiful high sunny day of 57 and Friday night overnight lows of around 34. And if you're looking towards Saturday and Sunday as the family gathers again, 57 with a sunny day, a chance of showers though on Saturday night, and on Sunday a chance of showers again. So just be careful of the frost and the slipperiness and have a fabulous Christmas, wonderful holiday with your family, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or celebrating all of it together with love and friendship. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, have been our weather sponsor for 10 years now. We appreciate them. They're a veteran-owned business, locally owned in Anderson. The Kinney family does wonderful things for our community, so we do a special shout-out to them. Thank you for being sponsors here on KCNR, as well as good friends to the community here in Shasta and in the North State.
Okay, Sue, what's it look like on the highways?
Well, if you're traveling this morning, we do have a traffic collision, no injuries. This is on 299, so if you're heading towards the coast, this is 299 West. Expect delays. Now, we do have quite a bit of change required, especially if you're traveling near Old Station. This is on 44, 299 East as well. Also on Highway 36, traffic slowing down. If you're heading between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays near Dunsmuir. An incident reported just south of Mount Shasta this morning, south of Wairika as well. So you will encounter delays if you're traveling down the Interstate 5 corridor this morning. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Or do we have somebody on the phones? We don't have anybody on the phone.
Well, we have special guests in the studio today.
Usually we have Rally Sally, and I'm just kind of surprised.
It's Christmas week.
Hey, you know, we're here with the Chief Probation Officer of Shasta County, Tracy Neal, and she brought with her.
Good morning, Tracy.
Eric Jones, who is one of her investigators.
Is that Division Director, Carl?
Division Director. Okay, I'm sorry. I just looked at you and thought, this guy's got to have something to do with enforcement. And if he isn't, we're wasting a lot of...
Well, he does. He is the adult division director.
Okay.
He really corrals and runs our adult division, which is supervising, overseeing, and investigating all of the individuals in the community on supervision.
Wow.
So
okay.
He has a lot to,
that's
to manage.
Big,
it is.
That's a big
is.
Deal. Big
so
bag.
He's a big guy, and he's managing a big population.
Yeah. Tracy, before we get into the probation department, let's talk a little bit about you.
Sure.
I mean, you're very pleasant, you know, cheerful, you know. How did you get into this?
Right.
Thanks. Well, you know, I went to college over at Humboldt State University, and it was probably my second year. I was a social work undergraduate student that my professor said, hey, you should go volunteer at the juvenile hall. And I said, huh? You know, I wasn't really sure. I didn't know much about the criminal justice system. And that's where it really started. I went over and volunteered. And honestly, I loved it. I love the work. I love the people. I love the kids. And I was just really excited. And so I volunteered, got employed, and then started working as a deputy probation officer. I've worked for Humboldt County Probation, for Mono, and then I moved here to Shasta County in 2012 as the Assistant Chief Probation Officer, and then was promoted shortly after that. And I just love this community. I love the department. We have great people. I always say that it's the people in the or within the organization that makes us great, and we have amazing staff that are dedicated to the community, public safety, and just working with the population.
That's refreshing, don't you think?
Yeah. No, I really
do. It's refreshing to hear that.
Because you don't deal with like the top,
right?
I mean, with the you're not dealing with the strata of population that is encouraging. So you've got, you know, it's a tough job.
So absolutely. So I know that when I started 20 years ago, the population looked a lot different, and people were engaged a little bit more. They wanted assistance. And today, when we look at the population, it's definitely changed, and it's a higher risk of individuals.
Let's talk about that. Let me get over here to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
So how did you get into this type of work?
So I originally was going to be a teacher and struggled to find a full-time job about 15 years ago, and wandered up to Crystal Creek, which was a regional boys camp that we had, which is no longer in service. But I started working up there.
What a loss. I really believe that's a loss, because I was a substitute teacher when I got back from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Good training to get into the school system. But I went up there a couple of times. Gosh, around 12 years ago.
Yeah, and we were able to, you know, reach a lot of kids, not just from Shasta County, but bringing them in a lot of Contra Costa clientele as well.
Mm-hmm.
But really shot off there, and it really enjoyed that. And then just slowly kind of kept making my way up the ranks to where I am today.
Okay, so into the probation department here. Now,
can I say one thing?
Of course.
When you were talking earlier, you gave the impression that with your department, I mean, you said such glowing details that it made us, or made me feel, and I'm sure many of our listeners, that you can do your job if you have the right people around you. Like you can have movement. In other words,
absolutely,
you're not in your own personal jail at work where you're so staid that you have no way to move, you know. And that helps a person be really happy in their position when they can feel that, and that's the impression I'm getting, that you can move in your job to do what you think you need to do in order to make corrections.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the probation department. So we're kind of an undercover agency. We work within the criminal justice system. A lot of times people don't know a lot about us, but we're a department of about 120 staff. We have four different divisions. We have our adult division, which Eric is here to talk about, and our adult population. We have our community correction center, which is just down the street, which is really the one-stop shop treatment center for anybody getting released from custody, coming on to supervision, getting released from prison, coming to us, assessments, housing. Our supervised own recognizance program is there. So that's an entity that we run. We also run our juvenile division, which is any youth out there that's having interaction with law enforcement, getting a citation, potentially getting arrested. They're coming through our doors, and we're doing those assessments in managing that population. And then we run our juvenile rehabilitation facility, which is, in essence, our juvenile hall. So it's the custody piece when we think about our young people. So we're a very busy organization. A lot of people that come to work with us have a very special interest, whether it's working with youth and families, whether it's working with adults, with one of our treatment programs. And so because we're a vast variety of an agency and we do so many things, we have a lot of different people that come to work for us and that come, you know, not really sure if they're interested in criminal justice and then decide they love it and stay with our department or potentially go off and work for RPD or Anderson PD or CHP.
How many people work for you?
About 120. And so definitely Eric's
120
about
in the probation
100,
department?
Yep. So we're a pretty vast organization. People really don't realize, you know,
I had no idea
the work.
You had that many
yeah.
people there.
You know, and with our juvenile rehabilitation facility, we have alone just in there about 32 staff that are working with young people that are in essence in
those
custody.
Those are the ones down in juvie.
Down on Radio Lane.
Mm-hmm. Another place where I also substitute taught
yeah.
was there and thought, you know, what an interesting facility this is.
Yeah.
And because the kids came in every day. Because
yes.
I guess by law, if they're in there, they have to go to school. If
they
it's
do.
A week or a month or whatever. So yeah, I saw the turnover of kids, you know,
absolutely.
Being there for a few days and gone. I saw others that were going to be in there for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we yeah. definitely have a population in there that is going to be detained for a while. But then we have those youth that are coming in and out. And
right. They get in there for a week or something. And
yep.
I want to talk to you about that, too. That's one of the questions, too,
sure.
is the number of kids we have in there and then about that facility. Because I hear things about wanting to turn it into an adult rehabilitation center
yeah.
too. But we're going to take a break right now, 8:15 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Big thing about this is if you have a little chip in your windshield and it's freezing outside and gets a little water in there, it can expand that, and then your and that could cause a crack, or you hit it with your defroster in the morning and all of a sudden that little chip becomes a crack across your windshield. Jeff can fix this. He is from the old school on fixing chips or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. He guarantees his work. He's a man of integrity. He's not going to waste your time. He'll fix it, and it'll stay fixed. The one he fixed on my windshield was 12 years ago, and it's still there. I mean, the crack is there, but you can't see it. And this is the kind of work that Jeff does. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Tracy Neal and Eric Jones.
The moon is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 if you have questions for Tracy Neal or the Chester County Probation Officer. It is about 39 degrees. It's going to go up to 57 today. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny day today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us a segment. Community-oriented, dedicated, and locally owned, locally operated. 1845 California Street, one of the branches, and the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center there. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they want to move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here again, like I said, with Tracy Neal, Chief Probation Officer for the County of Shasta, and Eric Jones, who is heads up the adult division there. There's 120 people working for Tracy, which I was surprised. I didn't think it was that large. One of the things you mentioned was how people have changed over the last 10 years. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure, and Eric, jump in and talk with me. So, you know, today we definitely know more about the population we supervise. Every individual that's coming and walking into our doors over at probation, we do what's called a risk assessment, which helps us determine their risk to reoffend. And so right out the gate, we understand the population a little bit better. So probation, we supervise about 2,200 individuals, you know, for the adult population. And right out the gate, about half of those are high risk to reoffend.
How many?
Half of them. So half about them. 49-50% of the population we see are rated high risk to reoffend, which means without intervention, supervision, accountability, they will reoffend.
Only 50%.
About 50%.
Because I keep hearing things like recidivism rate is like 80%. You know.
Well, so this is right when they walk in the door. This is our assessment that we do to determine kind of where they're at.
Okay.
And it really is the first step when it determines what we're going to do with them under supervision or the type of supervision that we're going to provide them.
Okay.
And so half of them walking into our door, you know, are high risk to reoffend.
Yeah. So, Eric, when you see this, I mean, you start off right away with 50% of everybody you see has got a good chance that a week or two goes by or a month that they're back in jail or arrested again.
Yeah. And essentially, I mean, over a 3-year period of time is what we tend to try to work with. Obviously, some people may end up a little longer under supervision, some people not so long, based on what they're doing and the services we're providing to them. And that assessment really gears us in the direction of what we need to do as far as special services, collaborative courts, mental health, substance abuse, a lot of dynamic factors that go into that assessment that kind of help us guide them into the right direction, or guide us, really.
And that leads us to the other question. Substance abuse.
Yeah, well, and Carl, I was just going to mention, so don't forget, since realignment, we are serving a population that is being released from state prison or can no longer go to state prison.
Right.
And so that population now is coming to us instead of parole in the state, which, you know, becomes a challenge for us.
Oh, it's a real challenge that they turn loose so many people, and they're turning them loose all the time. I know that Stephanie Bridget has her DAs are having to address cases that happened 10 years ago because of the change in the laws.
Yeah.
So substance abuse, I don't know if you saw Seattle's Dying.
Yes.
But they're saying that the whole thing is caused by substance abuse. Are you all seeing that?
There's a large majority of our population that are struggling with some type of substance abuse.
Addiction.
And you add mental health issues into that, and it makes it very difficult to get people ready to change.
So when you get them, okay, parole and probation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly getting mixed up on that. Can you define those?
Prior to realignment, it was really easy when somebody would say, Tracy, what is the population your department works with? We would say, well, we work with those individuals prior to them going to state prison. But now with realignment, we really work with everyone. So we work with our population that we've always had, our traditional felony population. And now we work with those individuals that are being released from state prison and those individuals that should be going to state prison, but because of the law changes are now serving a local time and a period on supervision. So historically, prior to realignment, we supervised, 1,400, 1,500 individuals, and now we're pushing about 2,200, and we get anywhere between 15 and 20 individuals being released from state prison each month coming in through our door.
Well, what is parole then?
So parole, they supervise right now probably about 300, 350 mm-hmm. individuals, and those are those high violent, high serious, high sex crime cases. And so those are the individuals in that they're still receiving. Now we
is in released from prison.
Correct.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you've done this violent crime, but you've done your time, but we're going to put you out on parole.
Correct.
And so the parole officers are watching the high violence, okay.
Correct. But the thing about it that makes it complicated is somebody could have a serious violent or a prior case that is a serious case that just because their current crime that they've been
That's
convicted
right.
of is
That's
sitting
right.
in state prison, they can still come to supervision under our.
They get out because it's the last crime that they were that they were convicted of. The
Correct.
One before that, the rape or the deadly assault or something.
So
they don't look at that one.
Yeah, so
you're getting that whole group.
We are, and it's about 25% of our population. And if you think about the population, and you were talking earlier about does the population look different maybe today than it did when I started in probation, 20-some years ago, those are individuals that have, been incarcerated multiple times, criminal histories, that criminal thinking is so embedded, it's generational. It definitely is a different population, and they're hard to engage with when Eric's staff and probation officers are working with them.
Yeah, okay. So, but I was thinking mainly in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed I know since you've started things have changed, but you've been in this. Even though you look like you're about have to be carded every time you walk into a bar.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate that.
But in the last 10 years, since AB 109, 47, and 57 have come on, that's had a severe impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I think also the way that we work with individuals is mm-hmm. different. And so, when I was a probation officer, we worked with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation of assessments or data or data-driven decisions, they weren't it wasn't discussed back then. So we're definitely targeting and working with the high risk to reoffend. And so just in general, it's a harder population to work with.
Yeah, and I mean, really, the age of the individuals we're working with seems to also be getting younger and younger, which does increase their likelihood for recidivism. And again, just makes it very challenging when...
They're younger now.
We have a large population of youth and young...
They have done crimes to get them. Well, I think the police are saying that. They've got, you know, people that are fighting them now. I mean, they're showing no hesitation in fighting. And one of the officers was, I think, I'm not sure if he got medically retired or not, 16-year-old. 16-year-old moved his knee 3 inches to the where it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So you're seeing a younger population. You're seeing a more violent population out there.
And more criminally sophisticated.
Okay. Because they've been in prison, and they've learned, they've gone to their master's degree in crime like that. Okay, we're here with Tracy Neal and Eric Jones from the, she's the chief probation officer for Shasta County, and Eric is the head of the whole adult division there. 120
staff total,
which is, I didn't realize it was that big. But then when you talk about everything that you're handling out there, from juveniles to hardened criminals, and that 50%, about 50% of the ones that you see immediately are in that high risk of recidivism.
Yeah.
I tell you, the first time I tried to say recidivism, it was just, I butchered it like, you know, for a year. But it's been so, but we talk about it so much that now it's become something that's just an easy word to say, as much as I hate to.
Yeah.
8:29 in the morning, we got to take a quick break. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Over 25 years of providing outstanding service, best in the North State, for any type of heating and cooling systems. Our people are sent to schools to learn how to work professionally and quickly and efficiently on any type of system. The thing I like really about Alliance Heating and Air, just besides the fact that they take care of our systems and they do a great job, is they say they're going to be there. They don't give you that 1 to 4. They say our guy's going to be there at 1 o'clock. Be ready at 1 because he's knocking on the door. So be ready for it. It's not like one of those things that he may or may not be there. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:35 in the morning, and welcome back to our show today. It's 40 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I go to get a haircut, Man's Last Stronghold. If you don't believe me, look at the sign on the window. Man's Last Stronghold. Oh, no, not in here. I could not put that up in here. There's a woman sitting next to me. In fact, it's just me and like four women in here except for Jared, who comes in part-time. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, I'm here with Tracy Neal, who is the Chief Probation Officer for Shasta County, and Eric Jones, who is head of the Adult Division. We've learned so far 120 people working there. They know that they have 50%, they don't know it, but 50% of the people that walk in through their doors have got they've got a really high, you know, you can just look at them.
High risk to reoffend.
High risk to reoffend. That means the other 50% you can work with. Two things we want to talk about. Let's talk about Juvie, then I want to talk about the Measure A and the impact that is. I also want to talk about, because a question has come up on the budget, mm-hmm. about having surplus funds in this time when there is no surplus funds. So let's start with Juvie. It's a brand-new facility, essentially.
Yeah, so we've been open since 2014. And we, if you've been,
it's been 5 years.
It has, if you can believe it. Time, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So when you, if you haven't been in the facility, it's a 3-pod facility, and we operate 2 of the pods. We are staffed, and we run the facility. We're funded to run a capacity for 40 youth, and we do hold 2 contracts with Trinity and MODOC, and we average on a daily basis about 4 kids from those counties mm-hmm. are housed in our facility. You know, it's been an interesting year because we've definitely seen an uptick in juvenile crime, in serious crimes. So probably back, I would say springtime, we really saw our population increase. And through the summer, we were sitting at 38, 39 youth within the facility. We've dropped a little bit more recently because of the holiday. We can have up to 40. So we're funded, and our staffing and our capacity is 40. So we run 2 pods, mm-hmm. And we run 2 pods for a very specific reason, because we have a lot of different youth with a lot of different needs, a lot of different ages. And so we run a pod with a little bit older youth, more criminally sophisticated, have committed more serious crimes.
You want to separate them out from the kids.
Correct. So, and then we
gender
have...
Gender as well.
And gender too, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then we have a younger
population. It's like 4 pods then, really.
Well, we just do two, and then we just kind of do them according to risk and assessments. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we have some youth that are highly likely to be victimized, and we want to separate those from some of those older kids. And, you know, we're sitting on some pretty serious crimes within the facility.
We have murder,
attempted rape. We've had some forcible.
Do you have that guy that was there from the Victor?
So
is he? What's the story? I mean, they've closed down. You know, they closed down here.
Yeah, they have. So, you know, the interesting thing about Victor is Victor. You know, they had about five to six group homes that they were functioning, actually called short term residential programs, STRTPs, and they take youth from all over the state. They take 600 youth, you know, probation youth. They take 300 child welfare youth. And so, you know, when you think about their population, they had youth from really all over the state. But when youth did struggle or if they'd run away or if they committed a crime, they would get brought to our juvenile rehabilitation facility.
Okay. I thought that they probably did.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, because people have said, well, the place is almost empty. Why don't we just move those kids down to Tehama County and use this for adults?
Yeah. So it's definitely complicated. When you think about if we just had a few kids, that would definitely be an option.
Right.
But when you think about the population, it's a lot of kids in, you're thinking movement, transportation, regular court hearings, as well as our ability.
Just like adults.
To provide treatment, getting them connected, you know, with community resources. You know, the thing about our juvenile hall is we call it a juvenile rehabilitation facility because that is our goal. Our goal is to do it right when they're young, provide the services to prevent them from coming into the adult system. And both Eric and I truly believe that if we can provide the services and support to these youth and families and get them on the right track, eventually it will decrease our adult population.
ACEs. Which is, you know, the
adverse childhood experiences.
Shasta County is up there.
We are.
In the numbers. So do you see this with those kids that are in there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you so an adverse childhood experience, these kids could be raised around drugs or violence.
Oh, if not.
And they take on that persona.
Sure, and a lot of them are victimized as young children.
By their parents?
Or anyone, for that matter.
Yeah.
Neglected, you know, not getting that reinforcement, positive environment around them. and this makes it real difficult for them to understand, you know.
What would you say your recidivism rate is in your juvie facility?
So because our youth population is a lot smaller than our young people, we do a lot of hand counting. So when I
a lot of what?
Hand counting.
Oh, hand counting.
And so we're running names, we're looking at individuals. Mm-hmm. And so when I started with the department in about 2012, we were running about 35% to 37% recidivism. And I have to say I'm very proud. We're down to about 17%.
Wow.
Young people, the work that we are doing, we are being successful, and we're seeing those results with our youth.
You know, and this is the – I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say another reason, you know, we don't really aren't interested in moving them to another county because we do a lot of the good work and, you know –
Well, I can understand when you've got a full house there. That's a lot different than having 10 kids in there that we're, you know, spending a lot of money on, and they're, you know, just keeping the place open. But you've got that many, and your recidivism rate of 17% is just outstanding.
It is. And Carl, let me tell you, we have so many volunteers and community organizations and community members that come in and work with our youth.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how many programs, restorative justice programs, that are out there that are committed to our young people.
Can you give a couple examples for people?
So Youth Options is always amazing. They do some great work. They do a lot of diversionary services for us. Hope City, and they do a slew of different restorative justice programs. We have volunteers that come in and help youth that have completed their high school diploma that are interested interested in enrolling in Lassen College. They're doing classes online while they're within the facility. Also, they just changed their name. We have some AmeriCorps workers in there that are working hands-on with our youth. Just a lot of great people doing great work.
Do you find that they're just giving them that attention and the encouragement?
So it's really about attention, encouragement in talking with them, teaching them how to respond appropriately, having healthy conversations, making the change to let them know that what they've experienced, those ACEs throughout their life, isn't what they're experiencing, you know, what they can experience, you know, and just providing them that option to have a better future. And I'll tell you, you know, when we talk about our staff and we talk about our juvenile detention officers, it's those staff that are having those good conversations. They're engaging with them, they're listening to them, and they're coaching them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking to them.
Life skills.
Correct. And those things, unfortunately, a lot of our youth, they haven't been taught that. You know, we have a big garden program, and we do some animal husbandry, and a lot of the kids that we have, you know, they've never had a fresh vegetable. They don't know what it's like to have a healthy meal. And we've actually had kids in the past ask, can you do a cooking class for my parents? Because the way I eat here is I want to be able to take that home with me.
I want to take a break at that point because we've only got about another 12 minutes here, and I want to talk about Measure A. But what you're telling me is should make everybody out there very happy. A juvenile facility with 40 people in it, which is what you're running right now, and you only have a 17% recidivism rate, which means it's the youth, these kids that you catch. You catch them now, that you've changed so that they've got another chance in life. They see a future for themselves. Unfortunately, some of them will never be there. It's too late.
Yeah.
And it's a shame to think that it's too late, but if we need to start catching them when they're in kindergarten,
absolutely,
first grade,
absolutely,
that's when we really need to start catching them and putting these assets down there.
Yeah. Well, it's important, Carl, when we think about serving our young people, we don't do it alone. It's not probation out there doing it by ourselves. We have a lot of team approaches. We work really closely with HHSA, and we're really wrapping these youth with services, and not just providing services to the youth, but also providing them to their parents, to their relatives, whoever may be that pro-social person in their life.
Okay, I'm going past our break. Do you find it that parents are just completely oblivious to what they should be doing?
Well, I don't know, Carl, so much oblivious, but I think, again, talking about this generational idea and not knowing themselves, or, again, continuing to struggle with substance abuse or mental illness or, you know, being victimized by a partner or they have other things at the forefront than raising their children. They're still worried about survival themselves.
They're still struggling for survival. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This is the premier instruction, a firearms instruction company, I would say, probably in California, largest privately owned, started right here in Redding. For people looking for a CCW or advanced training, defense of your home, or if you just want to learn how to shoot and you don't want it to go any further than that, but you just want to learn how to shoot, classes for that. They have it all, including unarmed combat to protect yourself if you don't want to carry a gun. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Tracy Neal and Eric Jones from the Shasta County Probation Department. We're going to talk Measure A and budget.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just finished running for California State Assembly District 1. And while I was not successful in that race, I did have tremendous support here in Shasta County. Today, I'm proud to announce I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4. There are many issues that we will be covering in the months ahead. My wife, Lori, and I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Goldmark Jewelers is so much more than gold. We're proud to bring to Reading the best in fine jewelry crafted with fine diamonds and exquisite gemstones. Make this Christmas special with a stunning piece of jewelry from Goldmark Jewelers, a gift she'll love but didn't ask for. Trust Goldmark Jewelers with the most important moments of your life. We value and honor that trust. Goldmark Jewelers, where Reading buys diamonds. Open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive across from the Bed Bath & Beyond Center, Reading.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dear friends and neighbors, season's greetings. I am Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. Chances are that we have met before, as I have served our patients in North State for last 14 years. We live in God's own beautiful country and a very generous community. Over last few years, we have been through a lot and we are all in this together. You have been very kind to me and my family, and now it's my turn to give back to you. That's why I'm running for State Assembly this March and hope to talk with you soon. You can find out more about me and my plan at drdhanuka2020.com. From our family to yours, we wish you and your family all the joy and happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. This call is paid by Dr. P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. Hey, we're here with Tracy Neal, the Chief Probation Officer for Shasta County, and Eric Jones, who heads up their adult division. I want to talk money. Your annual budget is about...
Okay. So when we think about realignment,
right. So
realignment, when realignment rolled out, it emphasized the importance of the community correction partnership.
Yeah.
And it's a group of individuals. There's seven of us of the executive committee, and there's a larger group just of the community correction partnership.
Right.
We meet on a monthly basis. It's usually the third Wednesday at
2:30. Everything's transparent. You can see all the...
Absolutely.
There's no secrets. The meetings
are Brown Act governed. We have a website with everything that we've covered there. The public is welcome to participate. So in essence, what the CCP does, whether it's the executive or the larger membership, is they're really coming up with our community correction plan, how we're going to handle our money, how we're going to handle our offender population, how are we going to handle those individuals getting released from state prison, coming back to us. So this group meets. It's a very committed group when you look at attendance. And we're really talking about what we're doing, what's working, what's not working, things that we're funding, we're getting presentations on, reviewing, we're looking at data, just a handful of different things. And so when we think about realignment CCP dollars, the state provides an allocation to each county based on a number of different factors, and then provides or sends those dollars down to the county for the CCP membership to determine what the community need is and how to spend those dollars.
Now, you may have a surplus in your budget.
So,
but how does that work?
Yeah, so what's kind of happened is since realignment, since 2011 and 12, the state's been sending money, and the Community Correction Partnership was a little slow to get going, a little slow to fill positions, and so we were able to create a reserve, which has been hugely beneficial, because when we look at what services we need and what we need to be funding, it's high, and it is. And so we have been setting our budget a little bit higher. We've been running programs and services. And so almost every year we're budgeting and spending more dollars than, unfortunately, what the state has been sending us on an annual basis. And so we do have a reserve fund, and it has been helpful to supplement those years as we're spending more than what the state is sending to us.
Okay, and in the essence of time we have here, what the state's going to and what you have in your reserve fund. Reserve fund's gone in 2 years.
So
is that right?
It is. So, for example, for fiscal year 1920, the CCP budget is 11.9. When we think about those dollars, we are funding jail costs, out-of-county jail beds, probation staff, programs, rehabilitative services, district attorney staff, victim witness staff, public defender social workers, mental health clinicians, alcohol and drug counselor. We're providing all of these services to the tune of about $11.9 million. In the state, our state allocation for 1920 will be $8.5. And so we will be pulling and draining from that reserve fund to in essence, make up that deficit. And so when we look at fiscal year 2021, we'll be looking at cuts. It's not going to be a lot of cuts, but probably about cutting our CCP programs to about $500,000. Mm-hmm. And then when we look at the year after to fiscal year 21-22, we'll be looking at making significant cuts to our CCP programs, probably, you know, close to about $3 million. And I will be the first to say everything that we do with our CCP dollars, the programs, the services, the jail cost, just in fiscal year 1920 alone, we funded the jail at $3.1 million. I'll be the first to say that nothing that we fund in the CCP can be cut. And so it's the next couple of years, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be hard to determine.
But if the state only gives 8.9, if it gives 9.3 next year, you still have an $11 million budget.
Correct.
So things are going to have to be cut.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that's what's hard when it comes to the state is, and Eric can speak to this as well, the state is always asking, specifically probation, to do more, the criminal justice system, provide services locally through your county, and the funding always doesn't come with that. And Eric can speak to, you know, just the types of legislation we've seen over the years where we've had to allocate staff, you know, the firearm relinquishment. We didn't receive any funding for that, and it's a full position.
Is that the red
Prop 63?
Red flag thing? Or what is that?
Prop 63. Designated specific crimes before, obviously, any felony, but now there's additional crimes where people have to relinquish their firearm, and we're responsible to make sure that that happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So we have one full-time staff that does that alone.
Does it pick up a lot of firearms?
Say it again?
You take it from felons, right? You go to felons' places that...
So it's a court process.
Okay,
we have to do investigative work, and that is a piece of it, and it's a piece that we're trying to work with the district attorneys on, is that when we have individuals that haven't relinquished, what are the next steps? So, I mean,
okay,
the bottom line is
right. We
got to, you know, the state's always asking us to take on more, and
they don't provide us
the funding, which impacts the whole community.
I've only got like 2 minutes left, so measure A. What impact will that have on you?
So Measure A, we will get, probation will get about 2.5%, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a huge amount of money for our department. And it will fund, it's just under, what is it, under just slightly under $800,000, and it will fund 6 probation officers. Now, at the beginning of the conversation, when we were talking about people come in, we do an assessment, we determine their risk to reoffend. Mm-hmm. Currently, our department only receives allocations. We only have enough staff to work with those high-risk-to-reoffend offenders. And so, in essence, unfortunately, the moderates and the lows don't get the level of supervision, accountability,
and those are the ones you
contact.
Can, yeah,
correct.
Those are the ones you can make a big impact
on. So not only that, but when we think about those individuals that are at moderate risk to reoffend, they're kind of on this teeter-totter as we're really being reactive to them where we can be proactive. And so those 6 probation officers, Eric will facilitate and assign, will really work with those moderate risk to reoffend offenders. And if we just look at the data just a little bit, last fiscal year we sent almost 50 of those individuals to state prison, and there was a little less than 200 that had technical violations. So those are individuals, if we had probation officers available to, could intervene, supervise, hold accountable, and really work with them.
What's the recidivism rate that you have for the
It's a struggle to calculate the recidivism rate just because we have a lot of different individuals coming in from a lot of different areas. One of the rates that we are able to calculate is the successful completion of supervision. Mm-hmm. And so we look at that every year, and that really ranges between 30% and 45%. So
success rate.
Correct. So
60%.
Correct. So individuals that are coming onto supervision, working with our probation officers, and are getting off of supervision are being successful. And so that's one measure that we do have some control. We're in the process of getting a new case management system, and we're feeling really good that once all entities are on a new process, a new system, we'll be able to track